My home is at my back, he said gruffly. Your home is in my heart, Catelyn told him. Take off your helm. I would look on your face again. The years are not improved at Ivere, Brynden Tully said, but when he lifted off the helm, Catelyn saw that he lied. His features were lined and weathered, and time had stolen the auburn from his hair and left him only grey. But the smile was the same, and the bushy eyebrows, fat as caterpillars, and the laughter in his deep blue eyes. Did Lysa know you were coming? There was no time to send word ahead, Catelyn told him. The others were coming up behind her. I fear we ride before the storm, Uncle. May we enter the Vale? Sir Donald asked. The Wainwoods were ever ones for ceremony. In the name of Robert Aaron, Lord of the Eyrie, Defender of the Vale, True Warden of the East, I bid you enter freely, and charge you to keep his peace. Sir Brynden replied, Come. And so she rode behind him, beneath the shadow of the bloody gate, where a dozen armies had dashed themselves to pieces in the Age of Heroes. On the far side of the stoneworks, the mountains opened up suddenly upon a vista of green fields, blue sky, and snow-capped mountains that took her breath away. The Vale of Arryn bathed in the morning light.